Okay, someone asked me a shaila just yesterday. I don't know if everybody knows, but in the United States, they just gave the okay for 12 to 15 year olds to get vaccinated. So immediately, everyone's trying to get their kids vaccinated because a lot of the programs that children are planning on going on over the summer are in Israel, and Israel is not going to let them in if they're not vaccinated. So Atat, you got to get it done because these programs start already at the end of June. And so I have a son who's 15 years old and wants to go to NCSY Kollel this summer, like his three older brothers who Bez Hashem will all be in NCSY Kollel this summer, and he needs to get vaccinated in order to be able to go. So the shaila came up: can you get the vaccine on Friday, on Erev Shabbos? What would be the issue with getting the vaccine on Erev Shabbos? In general, getting any sort of medical procedure on Erev Shabbos. In fact, just a couple of weeks ago, someone asked me the shaila. A woman was donating a kidney, and she has the option of either having surgery on a Tuesday or on a Friday. But having the surgery on the Friday would allow her to go ahead with her plans of going to Israel a month later or whatever it is. But if she were to choose a Tuesday, the date that the Tuesday is available would really ruin her plans to be able to go to Israel to visit. And when Be'ez Hashem, everything should be quiet in Israel and things should be calm again and be able to do this. So the shaila is, can you do this on a Friday? Someone just put in the chat that he's a bone marrow donor and he did it on a Friday, so I guess now is a good time to ask that shaila. Are you supposed to do it on a Friday? With bone marrow donation, it's a little bit different because the timing is critical when it comes to bone marrow donation. They can't just choose to do it at different times very often. But anyway, so let's discuss the matter in halacha. Oddly, the sugya is in Shabbos Daf Yutas Amud Aleph, and it's not about a medical procedure at all. The Gemara tells us Tan Rabbanan Ein Mafligin B'Sfina Pachos Mishosh Yom Kodem L'Shabbos. You're not supposed to go on a major boat trip within 3 days of Shabbos. That's only for Dvar Rishus, but for Dvar Mitzvah you're allowed to. And the Gemara goes on to discuss whether you need to make a deal with the boat driver that you're going to rest for Shabbos. Now, what is a Dvar Mitzvah in this regard? What would qualify as a Dvar Mitzvah? So the Torah quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that at any time a person goes for business or to greet a friend, that's considered a Dvar Mitzvah. A Dvar Rishus is only stam when you're just going for a spatzir. But any time you're going to be nice to another person, say hello and greet them, anytime you're going for business, earning a living in order to support your family, those are all Dvar Mitzvah as far as this is concerned. However, the Beis Yosef and Aruch Haim Sinur Reish Mem Ches says that all of the Rishonim disagree with Rabbeinu Tam about this definition of a Dvar Mitzvah. He says, because if that were the case, why would the Gemara be looking for reasons for Heter of why people go nowadays on Erev Shabbos in the Yam? Why don't we just say that everyone who goes on a boat is going for a reason? They're going for Schora, they're going to visit friends and family. They're not just stam going on a vacation. So we would have an easy heter. We wouldn't be. The poskim wouldn't have a hard time looking for reasons for heterim. Furthermore, he says the Rif and the Rush write that for Dvar Mitzvah, it's mutter because you're pater from the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos for the sake of a Dvar Mitzvah, because the Gemara says in Sukkah Chavhei that Osek B'Mitzvah pater min a mitzvah. But if going for Schor is considered to be Osek B'Mitzvah, that's why Dvar Mitzvah is mutter, because you're being Osek B'Mitzvah, and you're going to define going to work as being Osek B'Mitzvah, then you will never ever have to do mitzvahs. All you have to do is go to work, and then you don't have to do mitzvahs, because you're Osek B'Mitzvah. That's insane. There's no way, says the Beis Yosef, that you can count going to work as an osek b'mitzvah who's going to be part of a mitzvah. Furthermore, he says, the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nunam Beis tells us that in the beginning of Parak Malkam Shenagu that the B'nai Baishan used to have a minhag that they didn't travel from Tzur to Tzidon on Erev Shabbos. And they came to Rabbi Yochanan and they said, look, for our parents' generation, it was Efshaluhu. They were able to withstand this chumra. But Anan lo Efshalan, we just can't do it. So Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yochanan said to them, Kvar kibla aleim avaseichem, too bad. That's the minhag that your forefathers accepted. You have to observe that minhag. It sounds like they had reason that they had to go, that they weren't just going l'tayel, they weren't just going stam for a tiyul, they were going because they had to. They had something important to do. Otherwise, how would they say that it's efshalem, it's not possible? It's not possible for us not to go on a tiyul on Friday? No, it must be that it was not possible for them to cease from doing business on Friday. And yet, you see, apparently that's not enough of a dvar mitzvah. And in fact, the Rav Ashi in the Tshuva and Siman Kof Aleph writes that that which the Rabbeinu Tam says is a kula yisrael. Say Rehi. Nevertheless, the Rivash adds, Lalos l'Eretz Yisrael, Havi Shapir l'Dvar Mitzvah. That in order to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael, that's considered a Dvar Mitzvah for sure, to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. So now, given that, that you're not allowed to travel on a boat, what does this have to do with the medical procedure that's being done on Erev Shabbos? So what's the reason that you're not allowed to travel on a boat on Erev, within 3 days of Shabbos? It is a major machlokes rishonim, what the reason is for this halacha. Rabbeinu Chananel, Amasech HaShabbos over there, writes that there are those mefarshim that say that the reason it's aser is because you're traveling outside of the Tchum Shabbos. There's no Tchum L'malamei Asara, but nevertheless, when the boat gets into shallow waters, you might be within 10 Tvachim of the ground, and therefore it's going to be a violation of Tchum Shabbos. The Rif asks that if that's the case, why were the Chum Matir to go more than 3 days before Shabbos? The boat's still going to be traveling on Shabbos, and it's going to be going out of the Tchum Shabbos on Shabbos. Furthermore, asks the Rif on Rabbeinu Chananel, why would the Chacham be matir to go for a Dvar Mitzvah? It's the Dinim Drabanan of not going outside of the Tchum Shabbos apply even when you're going for a Dvar Mitzvah. We don't allow people to travel outside the Tchum just because they're going for a Dvar Mitzvah. So rather, the Rif says a second possibility, and this is the Shita not only of the Rif on Dav Zayinam Lalf Midapei Rif Misach Shabbos, but also the Rambam in Hilchah Shabbos Perek Lamed Alach Yud Gimel, and the Rav in the first parak of Shabbos Siman Lamed Ches, that the reason you're not allowed to travel on a boat 3 days before Shabbos, and this is the reason that's critical for us, Bittul Mitzvahs Oneg Shabbos. That since you're going to be going on a, when you go on a boat, it takes a few days to get accustomed to being at sea, and people get nauseous in the first 3 days. It's not comfortable. A person's not going to be able to eat. They're not going to be able. Their stomach is going to be so. It's going to be a bittul oneg Shabbos. So that's why the Rif says, I understand very well when it's a tzorech mitzvah, you're allowed to do it because you're osik b'mitzvah. So you're potter from the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos. Whereas so those who go for a dvar mitzvah are osik in the mitzvah of whatever it is, the whatever mitzvah they're doing, and they're potter from oneg Shabbos. Similar but not exactly identical idea is expressed by Rabbeinu Yohanan son Miluniel in Masechet Shabbos, where he writes that going on a boat is dangerous, and normally when a person is in a somewhat dangerous situation, it takes 3 days to get used to it. People do ultimately get used to things, but it takes a few days to reorient yourself and get used to it. So it's a little scary in the first 3 days, and that's going to be the bittul oneg Shabbos. Not that you're going to be sick, not that your stomach's going to hurt, but emotionally, it's going to be scary. And therefore, after 3 days, you're not going to be so scared anymore. It happens to be this reason of the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush, unsurprisingly, is the reason that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Sim Reish Mem Ches, Sif Beis writes, Ha de'ein mafligim desfina pachs megimul yom kodem ha-shabbis, hatam yishum, oneg Shabbos, shekol shosh yom rishonim yeshem tsaru bilbul, that the first 3 days will cause a person tsar, and he's not going to experience proper oneg Shabbos. There are two other shitos in Rishonim as to why not to travel within 3 days of Shabbos, less relevant to our case, although one of them might be relevant. One is that it's considered amira la'akum. The Ritva quotes such a shita in the name of the Ramban, that going onto a boat within 3 days of Shabbos looks like you're going on in order to instruct the non-Jewish boat drivers to drive you on Shabbos, to steer the boat on Shabbos. Once you go more than 3 days before Shabbos, so people don't associate that with Shabbos yet. So it would be a violation of Amir La'akum or Mechzik Amir La'akum. A fourth possible concern that a number of the Rishonim raise is a chashash of Chilul Shabbos, that within 3 days, it may cause that if something comes up while you're out at sea, in order to reorient the boat, it may require some Chilul Shabbos. Tosfos writes in Masechet Shabbos over there that that's the The chashash is that just like you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos because you might make a raft or something, so the chashash by when you go in a boat within 3 days of Shabbos is also gezeres chachamim that you might come to mimchal Shabbos. Tosos in Erevin daf mem gimel amud aleph and the Rush in the fourth paragraph of Erevin and other rishonim say also that there are gozer that maybe you yourself might take control of the boat and might violate Shabbos. Balamar says that the issue is because you might come to a matzav of pikuach nefesh. And then you'll need to be Mechal Shabbos. And you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you're going to have to do something that relates to Pikuach Nefesh. So these are the different reasons why to do it. But the main reason why not to travel 3 days before Shabbos is this idea of Bitul Onek Shabbos. And therefore it would turn out that anything that you do before Shabbos that will make your Shabbos miserable is really a question whether you're allowed to do such a thing. I asked Rav Schechter about the woman who wants to donate a kidney. And she prefers to do it on Erev Shabbos, but she has the option to do it Tuesday. And he thought she should really do it on Tuesday. That really it's more appropriate that she should do it Tuesday. Because he asked, well, when someone donates a kidney, what do they feel like the next day? So I told him, not so great. You don't feel like 100% the next day. That's when they're taking out the catheter. You know, that's not it's not so geschmack the next day. So a few days later, you're a lot better. So he said they shouldn't be mevatel onek Shabbos in that way. I wasn't sure, though, why. Meaning, the Gemara says explicitly that for a dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. So you're allowed to travel. So for I can't imagine there are too many dvar mitzvahs that are bigger than saving a person's life, right? Than donating a kidney. Elamai, it must be that Rav Schechter was thinking that, yes, that's true, that it's a great dvar mitzvah, but the mitzvah doesn't change from Tuesday to Friday or Friday to Tuesday. Meaning the same dvar mitzvah is available to you on that Tuesday. This was just a matter of convenience and scheduling. Usually when you donate a kidney, you have like a window of time that's pretty broad that you're able to do the surgery. It's not like it has to be done on this day, otherwise it can't be done at all. So I assume that's what Rav Schechter was thinking. It's interesting, though, with the vaccinations. If you get an Erev Shabbos, it will make you miserable on Shabbos very often, meaning though the vaccines they're not geschmack the next day. At least I remember the first, it was like having COVID again when I had my first dose. It wasn't so much fun the day after the first dose. So it really does. It definitely, I mean, it's highly likely that it will be mevatel, let's say my son's Onek Shabbos if we take him on Friday. But why are we doing it? Not only because we want him to be safe and we don't want him to get sick, and why are we doing it? We want him to go to Eretz Yisrael. And that's dafka the example the Rivash gave of something that's definitely a Dvar Mitzvah, that Lalos Eretz Yisrael. So to get the first possible appointment, to make sure that you're fully vaccinated in time, to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael together with the rest of his program, that might be enough of a Dvar Mitzvah. Of course, if you have another option of another day that will work just as well, so then you have Rav Schechter's Svara with the kidney donation, that you could do it on another day, and you shouldn't be mevatel your Oneg Shabbos. But that's this idea of extending the idea of not going on a boat, which was a particular Takanas Chazal. We don't find a particular Gzeres Chazal against doing other things on Erev Shabbos, but in the Orchos Shabbos he makes this connection. In the Orchos Shabbos in Perek Chaf, Os Ayin, he writes, Va'af ba'ofen shlo yitztarchu lasos melachos b'shabbos tzorek b'koach nefesh. Even in a case where it's not going to cause or require a need to be mechal Shabbos, which, by the way, a major surgery might, meaning if there's something that happens, kidney surgery is a very highly successful surgery, it's a high rate of success, and usually there aren't too many complications, but every surgery has risk of complications, and within the next day, that's when it's the highest risk of complications, so it might cause chil Shabbos. But even in a case like a vaccine, where there's very little risk of having to do anything for chil Shabbos, Im yadua shebiyam marishonim lachar nituach alul lisbol yisurim v'yisbatol neonek Shabbos yesh l'kvas hanituach biyam marishonim shalash shavua. You should do it earlier in the week if you know it's going to cause bitul onek Shabbos. But if you're in pain or there's another major reason that you have to do it then, so then you could do it then. And in the Orchos Shabbos, he writes that he derives this from our halacha, from the halacha that the Rif and the Rambam quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Mem Ches, Siv Beis, of being maflig b'svina. So you do have this connection that post can make, that you should try to avoid anything before Shabbos that's going to cause a bittel of Oneg Shabbos. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day, and everyone should remain safe, particularly those of our friends who are in Eretz Yisrael right now.
Rabbi, it's your time.